Chad, I think.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, no, good presentation, Andy. And I just want to acknowledge a lot of staff work with Andy on that, and want to recognize our partners with the U.S. Forest Service and USDA NRCS has done some great things collaborating with our department and the Forest Service on that. And that's something they probably don't have to do, but they've been willing to cooperate with us. So just want to acknowledge them again on that. So, Mr. Chair, in regards to the River Otter Management Plan, we did share a final draft version of that plan with you here a week or so ago. Again, this is a revision off of a 10-year plan that I believe was developed in 2010. It kind of sets the stage for where we'd like to go with river otters over the next 10 years. You would remember back in May, we brought that forward to you as a commission, which initiated the first 60-day public comment period on that plan. At the July commission meeting, we did work it with you and move forward with an additional 60-day public comment period. And I guess I would just ask if Silke Kempema is on there. Silke was kind of the ringleader of this effort with us, with the department. She did a spectacular job. We had a lot of other assistance from a lot of other staff across the state, and I think staff did a really good job in identifying some of the key things we need to keep on our radar moving forward with otters. So, Silke, if you would take it from here, please.
Silke, we can't hear you. You need to unmute, ma'am.
Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, thank you, Secretary Hepler. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler, we did get a handful of comments during this last period. All of them addressed the river otter season. We had comments both in opposition and support of the season. Those in opposition mentioned things such as additional or better data were needed. We needed to address the incidental captures, and then also concerned that the species would again become threatened. Those that were in support, we had some that wanted a higher harvest limit. And then we also had a comment of including a couple of additional counties. So in response to at least some of those comments, we did a few additional changes to the plan. We outlined efforts to reduce incidental captures, information sharing on the species, its range, how to identify if an otter is in an area, and then additional trapping techniques to help avoid incidental captures of otters, and sharing that information both, you know, on our website and outreach to trappers such as direct mailings, and then also outreach to trapping organizations. And the last and the largest thing I think that I, or the biggest thing that I wanted to point out wasn't necessarily a change in the plan, but we tried to make it more clear that monitoring this species and getting some additional information is also a priority for identified in the plan. So as part of the plan, we want to develop a monitoring plan for the species. It's a difficult species to monitor, but it's not an impossible species to monitor. So one of the first steps that we need to do is identify monitoring objectives, and we've begun working on that array. Some of the challenges include identifying methods that are specific to South Dakota's habitats. South Dakota's not Missouri, South Dakota's not Idaho, and then methods that are feasible for our agency in the long term. We've already begun working on that. We've had a couple of meetings at least among Game Fish and Park staff. We've reached out to fur bearer biologists in other states, and then we've also visited with other species experts on some of the best ways moving forward with monitoring river otter in South Dakota.
Thanks, Silke. So, Mr. Chair, I guess, are there any questions or comments on the final draft version that was shared with the commissioners?
Anybody have questions or comments? Or could you just briefly touch on the reintroducing the river otter to West River and sort of summarize? I can't really remember the details of that conversation at the moment, but it came up earlier today.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. I can kind of briefly, kind of outline that. I don't know if you have any specific questions on it, but there's actually been two studies that have looked at reintroducing river otter in South Dakota. The first was done in early 2000s by actually my predecessor, Melissa Kiso, and her major professor out of SDSU. They identified, I think it was five drainages, five rivers in South Dakota that would be potential places to reintroduce river otter. The only one that they identified west of the river in South Dakota was the Bad River. The second project we did looking at habitat in the state was the most recent one by Wayne Melquist that was finished in 2015. He also evaluated habitat in maybe a little less formal method, and he didn't, he identified portions of western South Dakota that had river otter habitat. He disagreed with Kiso and Dieter in that the Bad River would be a suitable place to reintroduce river otters. Thing with West River rivers is that they don't provide consistent year-round open water. So you could potentially get river otters there, but they may not stay there. They may leave to areas where there's open water. The Moreau and the Grand probably aren't the best for river otter, probably don't have the best river otter habitat for some of those same reasons, water permanence. Wayne did identify areas, he said portions of the Belle Fourche, portions of the Cheyenne, upstream of the confluence with Rapid Creek, I believe it was. But there's, he did identify management challenges that Nancy Hilding mentioned as well in terms of river otter reintroduction. And so I guess it's been up to this point our suggestion to not put the time and the effort to reintroducing the species, specifically West River, South Dakota, because we feel over time, it would be able to select and move into those areas that were suitable. So it's kind of like a prioritizing. Reintroductions take a lot of time and money. So that's kind of the route that we've gone up to this point. If you have any more specific questions, I can try and answer those too, Mr. Chairman.
No, that's a good analysis. And I mean, you pay attention and look at it, and I'm sure we'll monitor that too. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Anyone else have questions? Commissioner Locken? Oh, no. Okay. Anyone? Questions? Comments? All right, so we need a motion to adopt or not the River Otter Management Plan. Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, I'll move to adopt it.
Sharp will second.
Sharp seconds. More discussion, comments? Seeing none.
Gary, Commissioner Beast here.
Okay.
I'm kind of in favor of the River Otter Plan, but I would like to see the possibility of having some of them reintroduced back out here into the Black Hills or the rivers where those areas were identified of habitat form. And, one other concern I have is, we put this season on the accidental taking of them, amplifies the amount that are going to be taken by trappers also. So, when we say we just want to get 15 otters a year, well, it's more than that because you still are going to have the accidental takings. And, I would just like to see maybe getting some of those instead of trapping them right off the bat, do some moving reintroduction with them. But, I know that's not the direction the department would like to go, but that's just my feelings on it.
Well, and if you want to address that in a motion or whatever, then you certainly have every right to do that.
I just think it's something we need to look forward to, you know, look down the road, see what happens this year if our accidental takings is up, and because there's more trapping than I think we better revisit it and then change our plan.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
I can't tell who's... Is it Tom?
Tom. Yeah, Tom Kirschman. So if I may just address Commissioner Beast, and I do appreciate those comments, Commissioner, and, you know, no different, I think, than the conversation that we had around the river otter trapping season. We need to evaluate it, see how it goes, as you just suggested. And if we need to make adjustments, we certainly have that opportunity, and we would bring forward those recommendations to adjust. No different than these management plans. None of this is carved in stone, right? This is a plan to put in place the steps and the things that we would focus and prioritize moving forward. But as we learn more, we obtain more information, we identify more things, that certainly doesn't preclude us to come back, have those conversations and make adjustments as we move forward. So I think we hear very clearly what you're thinking, what your thoughts are, and certainly we will continue to monitor, look at those things. And if we need to make adjustments, we are more than willing and happy to have those conversations and make such adjustments.
Thanks,
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you. I want to thanks, Travis, for voicing what I was kind of thinking in the back of my mind. So I'm in 100% agreement with you, and thank you, Tom, for those clarifications as well. So good job.
Any other comments, questions? If not, Rachel will vote again.
Keith?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
All right, so that gets us to wildlife information items, which will be followed by finalization.